The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show on a Monday. Man, I'm struggling, you guys. Oh. I'm Selena.
This is a rough one. I'm Graham.
It's a rough one. Oh, my gosh. We'll get into our weekends in a second. First, the first talk back of the day.
Hey, JV Show. This is Steven from Benicia. I'm not sure if I'm going to be the first talk back. Just wanted to say hi. And I'm heading out on a solo cross-country trip. First stop, Grand Canyon. I'm happy I'm going to have you guys along for the ride. Take it easy.
Yes, wow. We're going on the ride with you. This is my first cross-country trip, you guys.
This is my first time at the Grand Canyon.
That too.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you guys ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have not.
Oh, I have. It is a very large hole in the ground.
Like, yeah.
It's much.
Well, that's what it is.
That doesn't even really do it justice. It is massive beyond the scope. Whoa. I remember we were in the car with, and I was a kid, and we were driving there to go camping, and I kept asking my dad, like, what's it going to be like? Can you, like, throw a rock across it? Can you throw a frisbee across it? Like, how big is this canyon? He's like, just wait. You'll see. And you get there. No, you cannot throw a rock across it or a frisbee.
Did it feel, like, fake?
It's beyond the scope of what you picture. It's huge.
I do want to go one time in my life.
It's incredible.
But I guess we're going along.
Yeah, thank you for taking us. Our first time. I'm so excited.
Steven's taking us. Could you guys do that? A cross country solo. He's going solo.
Solo,
on a road trip. Mm-mm.
I don't even think not solo. I don't want to do that.
Part of you doesn't want to do that and see the United States and.
I mean, not maybe if I had like.
Well, I want to go to different places at different times. I don't want to do like a.
No, it's got to be one long trip.
Oh, no.
But I want, like, if I had, like, a camper that's got, like, a little mini bar and, like, a bed and stuff like that. I don't want to be, like, in a regular car. I can't do that.
Well, you're not living in the car. You can stop at a hotel.
But still, just long drives. I don't know.
Got it.
I do it. So if, like, somebody else drove and I was in the bed.
So as long as you can be drinking in the back.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And have a nice shower.
Doesn't that sound so much funner?
Yeah.
Selena's in. Right. Interesting.
All right, so like we mentioned, very struggly morning this weekend.
This weekend or this morning?
Oh, see, look, that's how struggly I am. I can't even talk. I'm not making sense. I was in Miami all weekend.
Woo-woo.
Oh, my God, you guys. I am so, I threw up this morning.
Like, seriously?
Yes, I am struggling. I'm not even joking.
And you still want a car with a mini bar in the back?
Well, not at this moment, but like in the future, if I were to go on a trip, I would want that.
Got it.
I just know me.
This was a hangover throw up?
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, yes. It was that bad?
Yes. What? I had an interesting night on a Saturday night.
Why?
You're hungover from Saturday night?
Yes! Oh, that's how bad it was. But you know, it's my fault. It's my fault because yesterday I did drink a little bit more to make the hangover go away. And
that
it
works.
Did. But then last night on the plane, I was even like more hungover.
Oh, yeah.
There are some things I do want to share, though, from my trip. Some interesting things that happened. I will do that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Niners! Yeah!
Woo!
We beat the Raiders. I don't care if it's preseason. We beat the Raiders. And yes, I did bring my TV camping so I could watch a game. In other news, the Giants finally won. But we know. Go Mets. Hope you guys have a marvelous Monday. This is San Francisco Gamer Babe. Love you. Bye.
San Francisco Gamer Babe, what's up?
She brought her TV camping? Do you mean your phone?
Maybe her TV.
Like an actual TV.
But like,
that's
but
a generator.
You mean, but
that's
don't impressive. You mean your phone? Like what?
Maybe she wants to watch it on a bigger screen. What's wrong with that?
I'm just questioning. You're defending that? Like, you would take your pick up your TV out of your living room and bring it camping
no,
with you,
but
Selena?
I would be really happy if somebody else brought theirs.
Yes. If somebody else did, I'd be all for it.
Me too. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Listen, the only thing you need to know is that our Talkback Giants contest is back. You want to see the Giants take on the Chicago Cubs August 26th here at Oracle Park. That is a City Connect Tuesday, by the way. Leave us a talkback with your name, who you would take with you to the game, because it's four tickets. Leave that info, and then we're picking a winner on Friday. It could be you.
Matt.
All right, the Niners took down the Raiders on Saturday in Las Vegas in their second game of the preseason. Lots of the starters took the field, at least for one series. But the story of the game was the kickers. There were a combined 9 made field goals in the game, including Jake Moody's 59-yarder to win the game for the Niners 22-19. The Niners are going to have their final preseason game this Saturday at Levi's against the Chargers. And I do appreciate San Francisco Giants gamer babes talk back there saying Niners because, you know, if the Raiders had won that game, we'd be hearing,
I know.
This morning, so I appreciate you.
We'll see some morning fog today that will clear for a sunny afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s to low 80s, and winds will be at about 20 miles per hour.
Hey, Scorpio besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. It's time to let go. No matter what it is or how important it seems to be, you know what that thing is, and it's time. If you can't force yourself to let go of it, you're in for some trouble. The good news is that things brighten up for you instantly once you do.
Oh,
just let them go.
Let them go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I was in Miami over the weekend. Woo-hoo! So much fun, you guys. The first thing I noticed, though, and it makes sense because it's Florida, but like everybody was smoking everywhere you go. Like, I mean, I know you can like smoke cigarettes, if we're at a restaurant, you're in an outside patio, everyone's smoking. They're at the table with like their toddlers and they're just like smoking cigarettes right next to their kids.
Serious? Really?
Yes. Ew. Like, it's just a thing. Everyone's smoking.
I didn't know people still smoked.
Yeah. In Florida. And then anyone under 25 had a vape.
Oh, obviously.
Like,
oh,
wow. Everyone. We did this like jet car thing.
What does that mean?
Okay. I was hoping you'd ask that.
Okay.
Think jet ski, but instead of a jet ski, it's a car.
Okay.
Wait, I think I saw that on your story.
Yeah, I posted it on my story. I'll send pictures over so we can get it up.
So the
car
is just
show.
Floating in the water.
Yeah, it's like a jet car, not like a jet ski.
And you sit in a seat with a seatbelt?
No seatbelt, but yes, you sit in the seat. Anyways, we go there. What? Everybody's vaping. Like, I don't know. The car thing was scary. Don't ever do that.
Why?
Because
better than going on a wave runner or jet ski.
I would rather have done jet skis. And when I did jet skis one time, I thought I was going to lose my life. But that's how bad the car was.
Really?
Because it has a windshield, which makes no sense. Like, pop the windshield out so you can actually see where you're going. Because instead, it's like all foggy and the salt water it dries, and then more water gets on it. You can't see anything. And then there's like a million other people out in the water. They're on jet skis. They're crisscrossing in front of you. Like, we could have hit somebody.
I've never seen this in my life. Like, I've never seen pictures of it other than you posting, but it, like, legit looks like a car.
It was like
so it's just the novelty of it. Like, does the experience driving it, if you could see where you're going, would be more fun than going on a regular jet ski?
It would have been better. I probably still would prefer a jet ski.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, just, I don't know. It's just funner. But I do have pictures I'll send and video that I'll send over to JV Morning Show. We obviously spent a lot of time at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this is just becoming a thing. I accidentally flashed everyone at the beach too.
Are you
it's like everywhere
at
I go?
At this point, Whoops. It's on purpose.
It is not on purpose. I mean, we're in the water and like we're like in the waves and stuff. And I kind of like stand up, guys.
it was out.
Top went which way?
No. So you know how you have like the little triangle, like bikini type little triangles, but it's like it's a string bikini, and so it like the wave came and like shifted one of them.
Oh, and then slid it over to the side like
a little bit. Yeah.
Peek.
Not like a complete,
hey everybody,
not
it's
a
me
complete
over here.
Thing. And I'm trying to explain to my man. I was like, look, I can't feel if that happens. Like somebody needs to just like.
You don't
like,
feel an extra like.
No, you don't feel that.
Extra breeziness there.
No.
The wind's not like.
No, because most of your upper body's already out. So it kind of doesn't
And you're already
make that
in the water.
Yeah.
Like it feels the same. Like you cannot tell.
Like if I stood up and my you know what was out, I would feel like an extra draft on it. You know, I'd be like, oh, there's something.
Maybe, but not initially, I think. If the water's still hitting you,
just take my
word
for it. If I was
underwater, no, I would not feel it.
Well,
but if I was out of the water,
but I feel like there's water
I would notice
splashing.
if my junk was out.
Just take my word for it. I could not tell.
Got it.
So there was that thing. Let me just jump to Saturday night because this is why I'm very hungover still on a Monday morning. So we go out to the strip club.
To what kind of club?
Of the strip sort.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, it's Miami.
This is like, quite the trip you're on.
You have to go to a strip club. It's Miami.
And you brought the kids, of course, on this
yes,
trip?
Yes, yes. And we were smoking cigarettes all around them.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So
no,
you brought them to the strip club?
This was a couple's trip, those who don't know. So it was me and my husband and then three other couples.
Okay.
So go to the strip club, living my best life, you guys. I am having a time. Funnest night of my life.
Really?
Yes.
You know,
what I remember of it.
Oh.
Because then I was overserved. I didn't overdrink. I was overserved. I blame our waitress.
Uh-huh. That happens sometimes. I've been there.
I was overserved. Yeah. My man, don't even remember leaving the club.
Oh my God.
My man says he is like helping me outside. Insecurity thought that he was trying to like kidnap me. Because they're like, what's wrong with her? Why does she look like that? What'd you do? And he was like, this is my wife?
You looked that bad?
I guess so. I don't remember.
Did they assume you were one of the employees there? He's like, he's stealing one of her dancers.
No. They're like, hey, your shift's not over yet.
Yeah, get back in
get
there.
Get back on the stage.
But then another security, like, remembered us walking in together. So he was like, no, he's fine. So anyways, they, like, load me up into the car and, like, pack me in there.
That's embarrassing.
All that stuff. So bro, embarrassing. Oh, my God. Then we get back to the Airbnb. Maybe it was the car ride. I don't know. Threw up in the Airbnb driveway.
Okay, that's better than in the car.
A little bit in the car.
Oh, no.
And it was a Lamborghini.
Oh,
Selena.
You don't puke in a Lambo. That's the number one rule of Lambos.
It was only a little bit because it was mostly outside, but just like little, you know, droplets that I had to clean up the next day. It was so disgusting. Ew. Anyways, and that's why I'm still struggling this morning. Like yesterday, it was so bad. The only thing I could do was like drink a little bit more to make me feel better. And like that worked. But then we get on a 5-hour flight back. That's wearing off and I'm just sick again. But worse.
Wow.
So that's why I'm struggling.
Selena's big night at the strip club.
Yeah.
Jess, you ever had a big night at the strip club?
No. Oh. I've never been.
You should try it. Selena recommends. She said it was the
10 out of 10.
Funnest night of her life.
I know. Out of your life? Wow.
Yes.
How many lappers did you get?
I don't know.
Lost track.
It wasn't like a... like where they come up and like ask you. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll talk about this later, but
what do they do instead?
They don't ask you.
They just come. They just come, and if you don't want them to dance, you cannot make eye contact. Once you make eye contact, they think that that's the green light, and then you have to pay them. So a lot of times I'm like looking at the floor, like don't look at this one, don't look at her.
Don't look.
So they leave me alone.
Don't look at her. Anyways, she's coming this way. Watch out. Go to the back room.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking questions.
I'm not a sicko.
That's not a sicko thing.
Well, I don't know what goes on back there.
There's other areas of the strip club. I'm just.
Is that where you go, Graham?
I'm just asking. Have I been there before?
Yeah.
Of course.
You have? What goes on in there?
Different, you know.
Like what?
Don't ask me. You're the one that was at the strip club.
Yeah, I've never gone to one of the back rooms.
I don't remember.
Oh, well, you were overserved as well?
I was overserved.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, buddy, yes, I brought my TV, but it was not a big old 75-inch TV. It was more like a 32 that we keep in the backyard. And I have a trailer, so it's not like I put a TV in my tent. And there's electrical hookups, so we just propped it up on a table. A lot of us wanted to watch the game. So, of course, I had to make it happen to see my Niners win.
I'm not mad at that.
So that's San Francisco Giants gamer babe. She had left us talk back earlier saying she brought her TV camping so she could watch the Niners preseason game. Is that really camping when you're in a trailer and you have a TV plugged in?
Yeah, it still is.
That's not camping.
Yes, it is.
But that's true. You're supposed to be out in nature, like, kind of detaching from technology.
Like, to me, you've just described the setup in your backyard.
Why?
Just like, you could be just in your backyard doing all that. Why? You don't need to go anywhere. But I respect the dedication to the team because while it was just a preseason game, Niners win, baby. Niners win.
Niners won.
Shut up. First of all, y'all barely won with a lucky field goal. Second of all, let's be real. The Niners fans stole our hallway chant. Y'all want to go to our games and be like, wow, this fan base is so cool. Let's start doing Niners. Doesn't sound the same because it sounds better when you go, Raiders. Anyways, just want to clarify that. Stop doing your phony hallway chants because that was the Raiders original.
Sounds like the little bit of trolling gets under your skin. Remember, it's the preseason. The game is meaningless, but any Raiders fans that want to set some season-long bet with me, Niners versus Raiders, step on up. Let's do it.
Oh, you're taking offers.
Well, let's do something fun.
Why not? Any takers, leave us a talk back.
Yeah, come on.
In the meantime, can we talk about this AI jelly roll?
Yeah, so this Ohio man, he's speaking out after he got scammed online in hopes that he can prevent others from falling for the same thing. His name's Ronnie Flint. He says he was hit up by Jelly Roll on Facebook, or at least what he thought was Jelly Roll. It was an AI-generated video. And in it, Jelly told him that he had won $50,000 on a brand new car. All he had to do to collect that prize was just cover the shipping costs. So you just got to pay for the shipping, and then you get all the stuff. And he and Ronnie said he was skeptical, like, Jelly Roll's hitting me up? But then Jelly Roll followed up with another video, and that one seemed real. And he even sent him like a picture of his actual driver's license, and that's when he's like, this
Jelly Roll sent over his ID.
Yes.
A picture of his ID.
And that's when this guy was like, well, this has to be legit because, look, this is Jelly Roll's real ID, despite the fact that on that ID, it said Jolly Roll.
Oh, my God.
Was his name. And that probably should have been the first red flag there because, as most of us, I assumed, knew Jelly Roll or Jolly Roll, either one, not his real name. He is actually Jason DeFord is his real name. So, like,
that's so funny. Oh, my God. Come on, be smarter.
Are saying that should have been the first red flag. Now, look, this guy, Ronnie, didn't get duped out of a ton of money. I think he sent him like $70. Is the first installment to cover some of the shipping costs. And then, of course, they came back asking for more money, at which point he kind of flagged this. And even friends and family are like, dude, you're getting scammed. Don't send them any more money. The other thing that, again, I thought we all knew, he didn't just send him the $70. He sent it in gift cards
for
Apple.
God.
Apple gift cards. And that has always been the one thing when everyone asks you to pay them in gift cards or send the money via gift card, that should be a major red flag. I did want to ask, do you guys feel bad for this guy? I mean, here's Jelly Roll, his hero, hitting him up, letting him know he won an awesome prize. And the AI, you know, despite the Jelly Roll on the driver's license, we know the AI videos are getting more and more realistic because in the video, the AI generated video, Jelly Roll even says this guy's name, his full name.
Oh,
he's like,
you feel bad for him?
Was this like an old man?
Ronnie Flint. I don't think he was super old. I don't know what his exact age was.
If he was an old man, I feel bad. If not, then I really don't.
I don't feel bad.
But it does worry me for the future because if he was able to fall for something like this that wasn't even that good, imagine what people are going to be falling for.
They already are.
I know.
They already are.
Which but like, sucks.
But don't... Don't old people now even know you don't send money by gift card? Like, there's scammers out there. Have we reached the awareness point now?
That's what I would think.
I thought so. I thought we were all kind of on the same page now.
I kind of don't feel bad. I tend to feel actually bad when it's like women who are getting scammed by people they think they're in a relationship with. Although you could say, hey, you got to be smarter than two. But then I feel a little more bad for them just because it's like emotions that are involved and things.
Right.
But you really think Jelly Roll is sending you a video on Facebook and he wants to give you money?
And all you have to do is like, pay the shipping
on
it? No. Yeah, this one, I don't feel too bad because it was, he only lost $70. Although he did say he's on disability and it's fixed income.
Oh,
so
no.
He didn't have much money to give. And he even responded to one of the second requests for money saying, like, I hope you don't think I'm going to give you more because that's all I got till the end of the month. So I feel bad for him in that regard. But I don't, you can't be falling for something. And then, the fact that it said Jolly Roll on an ID, like, come on. Now I don't feel bad at all.
Oh,
one you should have caught.
Oh, my God.
I still feel kind of bad.
I do not. All right. We're going to move on to today's Hottest Trending, which is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
By the way, Graham, if you want to see what the jet car looks like,
yes,
I was telling
you
about how I was in Miami over the weekend and I was riding these jet car things. It was so scary because you can't see it. I'm trusting my husband behind the wheel. It was fun. I mean, the experience. But anyways, if you want to see what it is, it's like a floating car on the ocean. The jet car.
Dude.
It looks crazy.
It's on our Instagram store if you want to go see.
Well, I just hopped on there. JV Morning Show on Instagram. It looks like
a real car
that you're driving through the water.
Yes. So, like, how fast would you say it goes? Like, pretty fast? Like, jet ski?
I think we're going, like, 40.
Oh, dang. In the water, that must feel like even faster.
And are you just like checking your mirrors the whole time and like reaching in the glove box and doing your makeup?
No, I was too busy hanging on to the sides.
For dear life?
Yes.
Got it.
So I would not go flying out of that thing. But if you want to see it, JV Morning Show, it's on our story.
Do you have to use your blinker when you turn?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Just a quick update before we get to the Sophie Turner story. I have a quick update on Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. Remember, there were all those split rumors because they were not together for Kylie's birthday and there was no birthday post from Timmy. A source is now saying they are still together, but they just haven't seen each other in like weeks. Like, really? They go forever without seeing each other because he's busy filming Dune in Budapest. Kylie's obviously busy too. Like, yeah, she has her her private jet, she could go see him, but that's still a 12-hour flight, and she's got responsibilities and things here. She says they just FaceTime most days, and that's about it. But they're fine and together, according to this Lynn source. Now to the juicy stuff. Sophie Turner, we all know Sophie Turner. This is Joe Jonas's ex, and you know her from Game of Thrones and stuff. She says that she broke up a celebrity couple. She was on with Seth Meyers, and they were talking about how they saw each other at Comic-Con back in 2014. And Sophie's like, yeah, that was a fun time, but it went south really quick. And she explained that she was there with one of her girlfriends, and her friend spotted an actor that she was a huge fan of and was like, Sophie, can you just go say hi to him so I can meet him? And Sophie was like, I don't know that guy. But she, like, waved at him anyways. Again, this is peak Game of Thrones, so, like, Sophie's kind of a big deal. She waves at the actor. After that, she notices another female actor staring at her, like, so mad. And she actually goes up to Sophie and was like, can you stop flirting with my fiance? And she points at the guy. And Sophie, she's on Seth Meyers. She's like, I can't say any names, but the celebrity couple, they called off their engagement that night because I waved. Now, the internet did some digging. They think the couple is Emma Roberts and Evan Peters.
Me furiously Googling who either of those people are.
Yeah, I remember them being together, and their relationship was, I think, pretty toxic. She had even gotten arrested for, like, domestic violence at one point. But then after that, they're convinced that this was the couple because they were engaged at the time. They were seen at Comic-Con that year. And then after this night, she was seen, Emma was seen crying outside. And her friend's, like, trying to comfort her.
Could have been.
So all because of Sophie's turn, yeah. Sophie's wave.
Man, imagine the power to break up a.
Oh, dang.
Break up a whole relationship with one little wave.
I know. All right. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. The East Coast currently bracing for large waves and a whole bunch of rain as Aaron, the first major hurricane of the 2025 season, comes barreling through. What do you think about the name Hurricane Aaron? You know, they have all the names laid out before and they go alphabetically, but Aaron sounds like just a little bit too friendly.
Yeah.
Some of these hurricanes, like, I wish they were all kind of meaner names. Sometimes they're like, it's Sandy. And you're like, oh, hey.
Hi, girl.
And then Hurricane Sandy just is like devastating. Anyways, over the weekend, the storm intensified to a Category 5 with sustained winds of over 160 miles an hour. It's since slowed down a bit, currently a Category 4. Luckily, Aaron's path is projected to keep it out over the water as it works its way north along the East Coast. It's not expected to make landfall. That's the good news for the entire eastern seaboard. That's good. But there's still projected to be a lot of waves, and then you're going to get some weather impacted there. Not such good news for all the little islands off of the coast. Puerto Rico got a little pounding over the weekend. Power knocked out to more than 150,000 people. A whole bunch of rain there. The Bahamas and Turks and Caicos are next in line. Hurricane not expected to make direct landfall on them, but could bring anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain and, again, heavy winds. So we're going to be monitoring here at the JV Show Storm Tracking Weather Balloon News Desk, the Mike Nico 2. We'll keep an eye on Hurricane Aaron. But luckily, right now, well, it is a major hurricane. It looks like it's going to stay out over the water mostly.
Good.
So we're going to dodge the effects of this one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is City Fair from Water Creek. I just want to give a shout out to Matt Daddy. He is the best person that I've ever met, and my life is so much better with him. My birthday last week, he did something pretty cool. He took me out every night of the week, which was awesome because I love food. So shout out to you, Matt Daddy. I love you so much.
Nice.
How about that? A date night every single night of the week for your birthday.
I love that.
Try out a different restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Did he wear the It's My Birthday t-shirt?
I'm sure he did.
He's been wearing all month.
No. Said he's been wearing that every day, and people have been buying him drinks. And we do need to take a moment and give our buddy Said He Said, because his birthday is on Friday, and we missed giving him the official shout out. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Said He Said.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, but then there's that.
Yes, happy birthday. All right, let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on the talk box on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how some people are with partners who want to
every day, like, I would need a break in between.
Oh.
I'm here for the every day.
Every day?
Maybe twice a day.
Twice a day?
Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then leave your guess on the iHeartRadio app because I assume you are whipping yours out right now. Whip it out. Hit the talk back mic button. And then leave us your name and your city right there along with your guess. And then boom, that gets transmitted to us. I can't explain how that works. It's like technology or whatever. But like we get them right here in the studio. I don't know how it works.
So cool.
But it's super cool. And then we'll play some of your guesses. But you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get a JV Show jug. Mm-hmm.
So do it now. We're playing some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that, you get it right. We are going to send you a JV Show jug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I don't know how some people are with partners who want to every day. Like, I would need a break in between. Just remember, this is a family show. Okay, so yes, it's got to be clean. Let's go to some of your talkbacks now.
Hi, JV Show. This is Carmen from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word of the day is workout. Have a great morning. Bye.
Workout.
That's one of the most popular guesses, if not the most popular guest coming in this morning.
Okay. And it's not
workout.
That.
Workout.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to work out every day. 7 days a week? That's too many.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me the weekend off.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen from Oakland. My guess for the bleeped out word is clean. Clean.
Oh, that sounds awful. Cleaning every day, too?
Terrible.
I need a break from that.
Yeah. I've been taking a break for like the last 3 weeks.
Nice.
It's been a nice break.
Has to be a shower. Shower for Wendy and American Canyon.
Thank you, Wendy and American Canyon. A daily shower is...
I think that's mandatory.
That's the right number.
No less than that, I think. All right. Thank you for all those guesses. Continue to leave them, though. We are still trying to figure out what that bleeped out word is. Leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play some more of your talk backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for joining us back here. We are playing What the Bleep, where, again, you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That's how you're going to win this chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I don't know how some people are with partners who want to every day. Like, I would need a break in between. Now, let's go to your guesses. Oh, and remember, this is a family show.
Yeah,
if you ever do one, play along with us. Keep your guesses clean. But let's go to the talk back, see if we got a winner.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yesenia. I'm calling from Elko, Nevada. And I think the bleeped out word is fight. Couldn't be with somebody that wants to fight every day.
Oh, my God. That's a good guess.
That is a great guess. JV Show number one in Elko, Nevada. I had to look that one up, but we are. Appreciate you leaving
breaking
that talk
new
back.
Ground in Nevada.
We've all known couples like that, right? That just like they just seem to almost thrive on fighting daily.
Yep.
I just can't understand it.
Right? Life sounds exhausting.
Life is way too short. Like, would you rather be happy every day and not fight?
But sometimes that's their dynamic. And
I don't
like
get
you
it.
See them and one second they're like fighting and then the next they're like all over each other and then it's
no thanks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Trisha from San Jose. My guess is cook.
Cook. That was a very popular guest this morning.
I would love a partner who wants to cook every day.
Me too.
What's the issue there?
Wouldn't you want to be like, hey, can't we just get some Wingstop for once? We got to cook every night.
I mean, not if my partner wants to cook every... I mean, go for it. Yeah. I'll be here eating it.
What if the food ain't that good?
Well, then maybe back off a little bit.
Got it. Let's can we go break. To Wingstop? Yeah, let's go to B-Dubs.
Good morning. My guess for the bleeped out word is kiss. Carol in Utah.
I'm here for that.
Don't you guys want to kiss your partner every day?
Yep.
But you just said you're not here. You're here for that, meaning...
No, she said...
I'm here for the kissing every day.
Got it.
Okay. That was a little confusing. Grand, I don't see an issue with that.
No. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, because you haven't weighed in. I just want to see if you like to kiss your wife every day.
No, I was the one that was saying you should give your partner what was it, the 6-second kiss or something every day? Some relationship
expert. You guys still do that?
Said that was a thing. Not every day, but I still I'll consciously remember that, you know, from time to time. Be like, no. This one's got to last six
You're
seconds.
Just counting down in your head.
Yeah, I started a little stopwatch.
2, 1. Yeah. Now we can stop.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alana from San Leandro, and I think the bleeped out word is run. Happy Monday to you all.
Run. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. I don't know how some people are with partners who want to run every day. Like, I would need a break in between.
I honestly, I don't think I could run at all, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't want to be with a partner who runs at all.
Someone's like, yeah, run every day. I don't even want to be with someone that wants to run once.
I mean, I'm okay with them. Pushing it. Yeah, I'm okay with them running. Just don't make me go with you.
Yeah, what if they want to make it a couple thing?
Selena, when's the last time you went for a run outdoors?
I've never gone for a run.
In your entire life?
Mm-mm.
Are you serious?
I've never gone for a run. I have this anxiety. Like, I feel like people, like, are staring at
me. They are.
We are.
I know, and that's why I don't do it.
Look at her. How she runs.
Yeah.
No, nobody cares. We're all too busy scrolling our phones and doing our own thing than to watch you.
You'll never catch me outside going for a run.
Jess, when's the last time you went for a run outside?
Outside? Probably a few years ago, but I used to like going to the beach to run there.
Oh.
There was something about it.
A little extra sand workout.
It's a little harder.
Graham?
So collectively on the JV show, I went for a run like last week. I like to run outside. It's like part of being, you know.
Well, yeah, because you live in like a beautiful area where there's just like a lot of like field and nature around. I think if
I'm not galloping through a field, I'm not a horse. I run down a street or a road every place I've ever lived in my life, whether it be in San Francisco. Oh. I'd be running up the hills here. Like, you just run outside. I don't know. Running on a treadmill, I'll do that from time to time. I just find it incredibly boring.
It's so boring.
Like, I can't. You look down and you're like, only 4 minutes have passed. I feel like I've been on this thing for an hour. It's just, I can't like really motivate myself. Running outside where you have like, oh, I got to make it to the end of whatever block and then turn around and come back. And, you know, and that's my loop. It keeps you motivated because you got kind of markers and landmarks to go, okay, yeah, I'm almost there, whatever. There's something more engaging about it.
If there weren't so many stop signs or like lights by where I live, then that'd
or
be better, because then I wouldn't be stopping like every 5 minutes to wait for the light to turn for
you
me
to
cross.
Tell me San Mateo doesn't have any biking or running trails or
so
parks.
Then I gotta drive to the trail and then run there and then drive back.
If you want to be galloping somewhere beautiful, I guess maybe that would be the way to do it. All right, let's give some shout outs. So collectively on the JV show, we've gone for one run outdoors in the last 5 years. We're really doing it. We are really doing it. All right. Alana and San Leandro. What's up, Alana? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. And thus, she will get a brand new JV show, Chuggeth Muggeth, that will be delivered to her in the mail sometime, hopefully soon. As long as she responds to Jess's email. That's the whole thing. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning, but unfortunately not quite fast enough. Our buddy TJ at Livermore. What's up, TJ? What's up? He was damn close this morning. He's going to be kicking himself if he saw the photo finish that Alana just beat him out on that one. Mylene and Danville had the correct answer, Jess. Anybody else that I have not yet seen? There were a few people that said jogging. They were right there.
Ooh,
a lot of people saying exercising, working out. Those were very popular guesses. But the word we were looking for this morning was run.
Yeah.
And thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are commercial free. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. How do you say your name?
M-A-J-D-I. So Mejdi. It sounds like it's with an E.
Mejdi.
Mejdi. A minute ago, just said Rajdan.
Yeah. Completely butchered it.
I'm so sorry. I was put on the spot.
So on her behalf, we just want to apologize. All right, Mejdi. You are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, what is he playing for today?
You're playing for 4 tickets to the California Academy of Sciences.
All right, here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, you got the tickets, okay?
Cool.
All right, here's question number 1. Which U.S. state has the nickname the Sunshine State?
Any guesses?
Mejdi?
Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, now we can. Can. What was the answer?
Can you ask the question again? Yes. Hard to hear you guys.
Which U.S. state has the nickname the Sunshine State?
Florida?
Yeah. There we go.
That's correct. All right, question number 2. In what sport do teams compete with the ultimate goal of winning the Lombardi Trophy?
Football.
Yeah.
The NFL. That's correct.
Question number 3. In 1969, Jimi Hendrix was the final act of what iconic music festival?
Coachella.
No.
Woodstock.
Yep.
Yes.
the granddaddy of all music festivals.
Yes.
No way.
Woodstock. All right, question number four. You don't even need this one. You've already won the game, but just for funsies, question four. What is the name of the young lion who becomes king in The Lion King?
Mufasa?
Nope.
I think Mufasa, he was like
Mufasa's
the OG king, right?
That was his dad.
Yeah, but little lion cub Simba.
Simba
yes. goes on.
Simba.
But that doesn't matter because you still won. You got four tickets to the California Academy of Sciences. Congrats.
Thank you guys. You I are appreciate welcome. It. I've never actually made it through.
Hey, Megan,
nice.
You won.
Nice work.
What a great way to kick off the week. All right,
I know, right?
Mejdi, hang on there for that winning.
And for anybody else listening, you can get your tickets at calacademy.org to stomp and splash out of summer at the California Academy of Sciences with Dino Days and Unseen Oceans.
Nice. Sorry, Grammy. We got some shout-outs, I assume.
We do. A bunch of DMs. Got one says, good morning, Graham. Can you please, 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 please send a birthday wish for my daughter, Johanna Espadilla. Happy 23rd birthday to this young, responsible woman, a very popular person in the Bay Area, an icon, and a leader. She's a very humble daughter with a big heart, very helpful, and always thinks of others' welfare. Your dad loves you very much, and I'm very proud of who you are becoming. I love you, daughter. That's from your dad, Jeff. So yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Happy birthday.
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my son, Ivan Lee, a happy birthday? He turned 7 on Friday. He's a huge fan of the JV show since he was just 2 years old. Appreciate it. And that is from Brother Elvis, Mom, and Dad. Yes, happy belated birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham. My son's birthday is today. His name is Ray. Selena, how would you pronounce this name? R-A-I-E.
Ray.
Not Ra-I-E? Ray. Well, let's go with Ray. He's going to be turning 4 years old. We love your show. And this is from Mom Nardos. So, yes, happy birthday,
happy
Ray.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, JV Show, can you shout out Chloe and Eric? Happy first day of school, guys. Love, Mom Michelle. Yes, have a great first day, Chloe and Eric.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. Our listener, Sophia, would like to shout out all the teachers and students coming back to school at San Marin High School in Nevada. Go Mustangs! Woo!
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. Welcome back,
They actually
everyone.
Are the Mustangs, by the way.
Oh, are they? I thought you were joking.
No, that one I actually know because my wife is a Mustang.
Oh, she is.
She went to San Marin.
Wow.
In Nevada, yeah. Go Mustangs.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Did you know Sydney Sweeney is in a new movie out this weekend?
Nope.
That came out. You know what I mean.
It already came out?
It already came out Friday.
I did not know that.
And it bombed.
Oh, no.
So bad.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows. Stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, my God. Sydney Sweeney's new movie bombed so bad at the box office.
What was it? Never heard of it.
This is a movie called Americana. It's a crime thriller. It actually premiered at like a film festival like a couple years ago. Halsey's in it. Didn't even know the thing was coming out like in regular movie theaters this past weekend.
This is on no one's radar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It comes out and it only made $500,000.
Yeah.
Wait, $500,000?
Yeah. And some people are arguing that that's not a complete bomb because it is still profitable for Lionsgate. But I don't know. It sounds like a bomb to me.
It's profitable, mm-hmm. meaning it costs less than $500,000 to make.
No, I think
it's an incredibly small budget.
I think that it did cost them like $3 million or something like that, but they made a lot of they made more money like overseas and in
got it. So
like the foreign film market,
and will still continue to make a few bucks here and there at some theaters, and then they should make a small profit.
Or scrap the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Other people are wondering is, you know, part of it have to do with Sydney, you know, the backlash recently from the American Eagle stuff.
I don't think that was it. I think just nobody knew.
Okay.
Nobody's ever heard of it.
I'm more on that side.
Knew anything about it.
All right. Now, Swifties think that Taylor Swift is hinting that she's going to be performing at the next Super Bowl halftime show.
This was everywhere
can
this
you
weekend.
Imagine?
This was everywhere this weekend.
All right, I believe
it. This is all going back to her appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast.
This is a podcast.
I don't know if you guys caught this, but you know when Jason introduced Taylor and then Taylor thanked him for screaming for 47 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And where was the 47th stop on her Eras tour?
Levi's!
Levi's Stadium. Where is the next
God.
Super Bowl going to be?
Levi's
Stadium. She was also asked how many countries she performed in on her Eras tour, and she jokingly said 47,000. So there's that 47 number
Levi's.
Again. Levi's! The real number is 21, but she made, you know, she jokingly said 47, but like, why? Why 47,000? She also talked about her love of baking, and she said, I'm really talking about bread 60% of the time now. So if you think that's a reference to Super Bowl 60. She also went into detail about making sourdough bread, and they think that's a reference to the Niners mascot, who is
Sourdough Sam.
Yes,
and he's at Levi's.
I know.
Oh my God! So it's all signs are pointing to Levi's.
I know. That she's going to be
that number 47. I couldn't shake that. We know her favorite number is
13.
So I took 47. I divided it by 13. Now, what do you get? 3.615. Now, if you hop on Google Maps, you will see that Levi Stadium is approximately 3.61 miles from the nearest freeway exit. And that, I mean, right there, Levi's. I made that part up. But I mean,
do you believe it?
It's got to be something. What do you guys think about the actual, I mean, whether or not these are actual Easter eggs, but that would be very on brand for Taylor to drop some hints like that, that she was going to do this. Do you think there's any truth to this?
I think there could be.
We'll get, like, come on.
I'm going to say yes.
Could be, doesn't.
If we're making predictions, I'm going to say yes.
So you think you're going to go on record right now and say, yes, Taylor, it will be performing at Levi Stadium at this year's Super
That's
Bowl.
That's my prediction.
Well, next year's technically, but yeah.
I'm going to say yes too.
Graham?
Well, I'm going to go against the grain and say no, but I could definitely see this happening, if not this year. I feel like
it has to be this.
Well, yeah, because here's the deal. I think she would want to do it while Travis is still in the league.
Right.
And we know his career, you know, he's kind of toyed with the idea of retiring, and he clearly doesn't need the money because his podcast makes him incredibly wealthy, and his contracts and all his endorsements and stuff like that. So if it was going to be a year, this would make sense for it to be this year and
especially because
next
she has
year.
The new album that's coming out. Here's my question. Is the season going to be rigged now and the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl? So
of
Kelsey
course.
Is playing the game that Taylor's performing at.
Of course.
Ooh.
And then as soon as she like gets done
Levi's.
Performing. Levi's! Oh.
And then she gets a Levi's deal and she's wearing their jeans.
Yes, oh. And then he's going to run out of the tunnel at halftime, and right as she
propose.
Hits that final note, yeah, he'll get down on one
Whoa.
Knee, propose, and the confetti falls everywhere. Then the Chiefs, like, then the officials totally rig it, and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl
yeah.
Over the Niners, 27-23.
Okay, 27.
Yeah, write that down.
I hate this prediction, but there's something to it. I don't think, I wonder if, you know, her relationship has definitely changed her opinion of the entire thing. Because I think if you'd asked her a few years ago, maybe she wouldn't have done the halftime show. But now, because of her man and.
Yeah, I think she's more open to
she's
it.
She's cozied up to the NFL a lot more.
She
late.
Definitely has. Yes.
Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great weekend. Don't forget, we are hooking you up with that Chromebook laptop for back to school. We're going to do that in about 15 minutes or so. And then we're giving away a Chromebook one a day for the rest of this month.
Hell yeah, bro.
Very cool stuff. All right, Graham, you mentioned you had a really important question.
I did. I wanted to ask our very own Jess here, are we going to get a final report on the Croatia Yacht Week trip that your fiance took? It's now been, I think he's been back about a week, and we've never kind of full circled this thing because we talked a lot about it when he first left, and we all learned together about what Croatia Yacht Week is, which just seems
no
like
idea.
I know.
Raging boat party, and he was going out there with his boys on a boys trip. And look, you reiterated many times, like, I trust him. I got nothing to worry about. So where are we at since he's come back? And how many times have you yelled at him since he got back?
No yelling. He was very good at communicating while he was there, which I think he was a lot better than maybe I would have been because I just get carried away and my phone gets left everywhere. But yeah, so we were talking the whole time he was there, like calls, texts, stuff like that. So I knew like the activities that the skipper had planned for them. I knew like the parties that
they
were going to.
The t-shirt contests and the foam parties. And the,
you know, yeah. all the different things that they had like lined up. He almost didn't even make it back. Not because he was
like,
gonna.
I'm staying here. This place is so amazing.
Fun. I'm not leaving.
Right? I don't blame him. It looks fun.
No, not because of that, but his flight. So the flight agency that he booked with, instead of putting
his first and last name, they put his last name twice.
Whoops.
So when he got to the airport, they were like, sorry, there's nothing we can really do. We'll try calling and we'll try getting this fixed, but there's really no time. The flight's going to get here. You're kind of screwed.
That's a creative story when you're like really drunk with your boys and you're like, do we go to the airport now or do we just stay and party for a little while? Look, I'll say this one. The airline put my name down twice. Yeah, bro, do it.
No, he ended up getting, like, he had to get another flight, which he did because he was trying to, like, make it back. But that was a lot of money, you guys, like, couple thousand dollars. Obviously, he's going to try to get his refund on the other.
Oh, right. He had to pay for the new flight.
He had to pay for the new flight.
Ouch.
But then I think if he would have taken the other flight, he wouldn't have even made his connecting flight because there were issues with that one as well. So it was just a whole mess. At this point, he's injured too because one of the activities that the skipper planned for them was like getting on mopeds and going to I don't even know where.
He got hurt?
He was riding.
The deck of a boat gets pretty slip during the wet tee contest. So I'm going to tell you, he twisted his ankle and what he said was a moped incident. But okay, no. Continue.
Okay, so he was on this moped. He's riding right behind one of his buddies. His buddy brakes. They're going through like a curb. He falls. The moped falls over on top of him. He's trying to like bring that back up so that somebody doesn't run into him. His whole knee is like scraped up. Like the first day that I saw him, when he got back, his foot was literally swollen. It was this whole thing. But other than that, I mean, obviously I told him what we talked about.
Oh my God,
the show.
What did he say? Does he hate us?
No, he doesn't hate you guys. Well, maybe just a little.
Okay, so
no, I'm kidding.
But I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, he comes to you the same time next year. Me and the bros are making this an annual trip. We're going back to Croatia Yacht Week. Would you sign his permission slip to go back next year?
As a yearly thing, no.
Okay.
It was just too long.
All right. But so he comes next year and says, we're going again. You're saying no.
I think he would, if it was a different trip that was maybe like a weekend, then I'm like, all right, cool. Go for it.
But yeah, a week long.
A week long, like for a yearly thing, especially because like a trip like that isn't super cheap.
Right.
If you wanted to make this like a yearly thing, I think even he would agree that it would be doing a little bit too much.
So what if it was closer and like, hey, I'm only going for 2-3 days. You'd still be cool with him.
Oh, I'm going to go on a yacht week. They're doing spring break Cancun next year.
Two, 3 days, like I'm cool with. If
this guy's got to write a book. Like I'm telling you, like just to be able to get his permission slip signed for that next year or like something. I mean, that's an incredible feat. I think most ladies would be like, it up. You had your fun last year. All right.
Where do you draw a line?
Well, I think a lot of people in a long-term relationship, engaged or married, would be like, we're going to do a trip together next year. The boys' trip, yeah, that was fun. But, like, next year, we are doing a trip together.
So,
if we also do
trips together, though? Because I think when he gets invited to things like this, is like, I don't want him to feel like, oh, like, I wish I could go. And if I was single or if I, like, wasn't in a relationship. Or, like, I don't want him to think that, like, he can't do certain things because, oh, like, she doesn't trust or, like, something like that.
So
you know?
You're still hiding the crazy, in other words.
No, but serious question,
I get what you're saying. You don't want to come off as controlling. Right. Yeah, but I also feel like, I know if it was my husband, like, I don't want to tell him where he can and cannot go either. Right. And I don't. But when I tell him how I feel about things, I hope he takes that information and is like, okay, I don't want her to make her feel uncomfortable or whatever. I'm just not going to do this or that or whatever it is.
Okay.
And I think that would be the same scenario here. I think also, though, this is the first time that he did something like that. So
did he even know what it was?
I think he maybe has
The boys talk. You didn't just land on...
Jess and I had no idea that Croatia Yacht Week was...
Spin your globe at home and then as it's spinning, point your finger at Croatia and be like, we're going there.
Well, his buddies for sure, like, I think they knew maybe what it was about.
They knew.
Yeah, they knew. Okay, and then that leads me to my last question, and then we're going to put the Croatia Yacht Week trip to bed. But when he came back, he posted a little recap on his Instagram of the trip. A lot of ladies in the pictures. A lot of ladies.
And those were the ladies that were in the boat with him, yeah.
Okay, but I guess does it make you, like, just be honest about it? Because if my wife took a trip and it was just like, she's going to post the recap of the week and it's like, group picture her with a bunch of dudes all weekend long, like, I would feel some type of way.
Really? What if she had already, like, shown you everything and, like, was, like, you know...
I totally trust her 100%. But it's just, like, you're posting this out, and it's, like...
And you think it's a bad look?
For other people to be like, where's Graham? Yeah. I don't see your husband in here anywhere. I see a bunch of shirtless dudes.
I think I would feel like that, too.
I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
Obviously,
I'm not like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like, post, like, pictures with girls and do all this. But, again, like, I think I would... It would be worse if he was like, oh, yeah, this was our group of friends. And then every single picture that he posts is like he's like if he was trying to hide it. He was transparent about like everything. He showed me all the pictures before posting them. Like I knew which ones he was going to post. Like I knew everything that was like.
OK, I mean, that makes it a little better. You had a heads up and you were OK.
Like it wasn't like I was just blindsided. Like I didn't know girls were going to be there or that I didn't know girls were on the boat with him in the first place. And then all of a sudden I see pictures and I'm like, wait. What?
Right.
So it wasn't like that. So I think that maybe that's why.
I still think
I think that makes it a little better.
I still think it's like a bold move, you know, in my mind.
Hey, bold.
Like it's bold.
But again, Jess trusts her man, and she knew.
We're canceling him.
All right.
But
now the circle has been closed.
It's closed until we're going next year because I want to get invited next year. It looked like a damn
good
time.
Your wife would never let you go.
No, like Jess said, Jess said it's totally fine.
Well, we've established this not happening again.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we got a lot of people wanting to weigh in on the Croatia Yacht Week trip that Jess's man, her fiance, took a couple weeks ago.
Good morning, JV Show. Wow, Jess, super healthy relationship there you have. Because there's no way in hell I would be letting my husband go. So, yeah, what's that like? Super healthy relationship.
What is it like to be in a healthy relationship, Jess?
Why does that sound like she's not saying it?
Oh, like sincerely?
Right.
Oh.
Is she?
I think she is.
I thought she was. Like, was she being sarcastic? No, yeah. I don't know.
Hey, JV Show, this is John from San Jose. Jess. Please tell your man to RSVP me for his bachelor party. That thing's about to be crazy. Anything goes. Let's go. You guys have a great day.
I'm hoping I get
the invite too. That thing is going to be crazy.
This is not an anything goes type of thing.
What are you talking about?
No, there are still, we have our boundaries. We have lots of boundaries.
You just gave him the green light for a week and Croatia Yacht Week. He's thinking, dude, the bachelor party wheels are turning on this one.
No.
It's going to be crazy.
Anything goes. Anything goes.
What are you have to approve the itinerary?
Obviously.
Yeah, done.
And the location?
Yes. Yeah.
And the guest list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No fun.
All right, Graham, your kid's latest obsession.
And I assume a lot of parents listening, their kids probably are obsessed with this too. And we're all not alone because K-pop Demon Hunters is the most watched movie on Netflix right now. It's number one and all the things. Some of the songs from the soundtrack are like number one on the Billboard chart, hot Billboard charts and stuff like that. I mean, this thing is taking over everywhere. And my first question is, what the hell is a K-pop Demon Hunter? Because my daughter came to me yesterday and said, Dad, my favorite movie. And look, she's seen all the Disney classics and the Finding Nemos and all this stuff. My favorite movie is now K-pop Demon Hunters.
I had
to ask her, what the hell are you talking about?
Have you watched any of it at all, like when she has it on? Because I haven't seen it at all either. Like I see it on Netflix. I know it's always in the top 10. You know, it has been for weeks. But I haven't watched it and my kids have not been put onto it yet. So
I'm
holding out.
A few of the songs, though, they're really catchy.
I mean, yeah, I have too, like on TikTok.
They're charting,
they're trending on social media. People always use those sounds. But I don't know. But to answer your question, I don't know what a K-pop Demon Hunter is.
Because this thing's been out for a little bit on Netflix, but now, it's bounced all the way up to number one. Oh. This thing is absolutely huge. They say that they're actually going to be doing, now they're going to move it to theaters at select areas, not every theater, but they're going to do special like sing-along.
That's what I was going to say, Graham. You want to be like best dad ever. Imagine taking your daughter to this and you like surprising her. We're going to the K-pop Demon Hunter sing-along.
Oh,
she would lose her mind.
That would be a really good gift.
And that's slated for this weekend. A lot of...
you should take her for your birthday.
A lot of theaters, August 23rd and 24th, are going to be doing this. Her birthday is the 28th, so...
See? I mean,
And is your son just as obsessed? Because isn't his birthday coming up as well?
I think he just celebrated his birthday last week. And I think he is probably, I don't think he's obsessed like she is, but I think they were both watching it probably again yesterday.
That could be a really good birthday gift, late birthday gift for him and birthday gift for you, because, you know, spending time with your kids is what you want to do.
Why are K-pop artists hunting demons? I have a lot of questions.
That's what I don't know.
I have a lot of questions about this. But yeah, the songs taking off right now, and this thing is taking off on Netflix, so apparently we all need to go home and watch it so we can speak authentically to this.
I refuse right now.
It's huge, Lena. It's a phenomenon.
Right now. Why don't you watch it with your daughter?
Sure.
Come back and report back to us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Oh, Jess just ran in from the bathroom.
Just in time. Got here just in time.
Just ended.
By the way, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And happy Monday to you. I'm Graham. We were just talking about K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix.
Yeah, my daughter came to me and said, "Dad, this is my favorite movie of all time." And I was like, "What the hell is that?"
Hi, Barbara from Pinole. K-pop Demon Hunters, I'm like in my young 20s. If you like musicals, it's pretty good movie, and it's like a good kids movie. I'm also obsessed with it, but it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. You know, what you go into is what you come out watching, but I think it has a good plot. Yes, thank you.
So what I'm hearing is I would not like it because I do not like musicals.
I'm not a big musical guy, but she says good plot, and it's exactly what it sounds like. K-pop people hunting demons. Jess, are you in? Are you going to watch?
I think I'm okay.
Wow. She's going to shoot that one down.
From Brentwood with the three cats. Yeah, me and my girlfriend have seen K-pop Demon Hunters probably about 5 times. She's probably seen it more than me. She's obsessed with the movie. I find it funny how you guys don't know about the movie, considering one of their songs plays on 94.9, which is the song Golden.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, listen to it. That's the number one hit right now from the movie. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
I mean, Jess, you could have gave us a heads up that we're playing some of the music.
I totally knew that.
I thought you guys knew.
Yeah. No, I've been all over that.
Well, that's the song I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I listened to that in my car. I listened to it on the drive in this morning.
Yeah.
Right here on 94.9.
I just wanted to comment on the K-pop Demon Hunters combo. Definitely watch the show because it's good for all ages. I liked it. My kid's 11. She loves it. She sings all the songs. She knows every word by heart. And go to the theaters and watch it because it's way cheaper than a Cat's Eye concert. I just paid $400 for it in December.
Oh my God. 400?
That is true. So yeah, so if you missed it, Netflix, it's the number one movie on Netflix, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. But they're going to do, and I think next weekend, they're going to do some select theaters where they do sing-along screenings of it. To get, you know, open it up to a, you know, just fun audience experience.
That'll
and
be fun.
I may be stuck taking my
I think you there. Should. You have to mm-hmm. take her.
We'll see where it arrives. I got to see which theaters are
but
picking
you need to
up.
Buy the tickets early. I know they went on sale last week, so you
really?
Might have to do them like ahead of time. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll now.
I'll look it up.
Jess, how was the Giants game on Saturday?
It was so much fun. We lost, unfortunately.
That's all we do lately, by the way, except yesterday.
That was upsetting, but it was actually really fun because I stayed after for the Saweetie concert. Now, I really didn't know how this was going to go because the only other concert that I've been to was like the Kendrick show that was there, but that was like a full-on concert. It wasn't a concert after the game.
Yeah.
So I never thought that in my life I would see people running on the field at Oracle Park like after a baseball game. But for a concert like this, you can buy access to the infield. Because they set up the concert stage.
She's just like on the pitching mound.
Yeah. No. So I really wasn't sure how they were going to do it. I didn't know if she was just going to be standing there in the middle.
That's kind of what I imagined.
That is what I heard also imagined.
Performing after.
So my tickets were in the 300 section. Great view up there of just everything, right?
Of the city, but not of the game, yeah.
Of the game as well, surprisingly. But once the game ended, I was like, wait, I think we can go down, like all the way down there, like behind home play, and we're gonna be so close to this. That didn't happen. We did go down there, but we were not very close because they set up the stage in center field by the bleachers, basically.
Facing which direction?
Facing the seats.
Okay.
And the way that it works is the game ends and then they start setting up the stage, and it is advertised that after 30 minutes after the game ends, that's when the concert will begin. So during that time is when we went down to the seats that, because they do let you sit there. Even if you don't have, if that wasn't your seat to begin with for the game.
Are they still selling,
oh, that's good. So you can at least get closer.
Are they still selling beers at this point?
Yeah, I think
so. Remember when they used to cut off alcohol sales like at the seventh inning or whatever? I don't know if that's still a thing. I forget.
I think for a concert, they would keep them open later.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so there are certain areas, certain sections in the field where that's where everybody who had infield access was waiting at until it was time for them to be able to go in the field. And then once they let them go, oh my gosh, I was like, wait, what's going on? Because everybody just started running. Everybody started rushing to where the barricades were by the stage that they had set up for Saweetie so that they could obviously be in the front. So it was crazy. A lot of people got infield access. I actually was having a little bit of FOMO because I didn't pay
money.
No, because I figured it would be fine to view it from my seat. It was kind of far, though, from where I was sitting. So
that's
I do recommend. Yeah, I do recommend. I mean, I love that they have the big screen, but I do recommend if you are going to one of their concerts, definitely get the infield experience because I think that.
And then sprint and trample people as fast as you can.
Obviously. Is the whole City Connect thing that they're doing, is this like a new thing? Because they have like the City Connect Tuesdays and the City Connect. I mean, even though this was on Saturday, but it was a City Connect
concert. And they were wearing their City Connect jerseys as well, which is really cool.
I like it. I like everything that they're doing.
I mean, the City Connect jerseys and the City Connect day, you know, Tuesdays or whatever, has been a thing for a while.
Oh,
City Connect jerseys have been around for a few years.
But I think as far as the events go, they are trying to make that more of a thing, which I love because it was really fun to witness.
And then how was Saweetie, like Saweetie the actual performance?
Yeah, like how big of a concert is it? Does she just come up and do a couple songs or is it a full blown, does like a couple hours?
I don't remember exactly how long it was, but it was really cool because she came in through the side, so she didn't come up just on the stage. So people rushed to her because she was just walking through the field.
That sounds dangerous.
So some more people got trampled there.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
What in the astro world is going on? You think it'd be a little more orderly?
Give it a negative.
It worked. It was fun. A lot of people enjoyed it. And going back to the game, you guys, Violet from the Valkyries was there.
She
threw the first pitch. It was the cutest thing
ever. Oh my
God,
Jess has been obsessed with Violet.
How was the throw?
She made it. She did get, like, she was, like, scooching over, getting closer and closer.
Well, she's nearsighted or whatever, remember?
Yeah,
she has her
glasses.
Little glasses. I am obsessed with her. I want to meet her, you guys. I want to take a picture with Violet. So if anybody has any connections to the Valkyrie.
Violet, I'm sure, listens to the show. Obviously. Yeah. Shout out to Violet.
Violet, stop on by.
Yeah.
Overall, great, great event. And I really want to go to more, but I want to get infield access. So.
Yeah, you have to.
Was the infield just sparse? Do you know what I mean? Like, was there room for everybody to be on the infield, in other words? Like, should they have just let everybody out there?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, part of me was kind of like, oh my gosh, should I go?
Just going to try to sneak onto
the
field?
Yeah, you should have just ran out there. Who was checking? Everybody's sprinting through there. You should have just ran out there.
I know. I should have.
Like, you know who I am? I'm Jess
from the JV show,
nine.
Market number four.
Yeah,
step aside.
Look at my jersey.
And then they tackle you.
Wore the really cool jersey that they gave us. That has like the 94.9 number on it. And
a lot of people buy you beers during the game. Like,
I wish. I'm just going to keep wearing that.
Don't forget that if you do want to check out the Giants, they're taking on the Cubs on the 26th, and that is on a City Connect Tuesday. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. You just have to leave us a talk back with your name and then let us know who you would take with you to the game. And then we'll be taking your talkbacks all week, picking a winner on Friday, and it could be you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, the flood of talkbacks about K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's crazy. People are overwhelmingly very positive about it, you guys.
Well,
I think we're going to have to watch it.
I think so. I'll watch it if you watch it, Graham.
Fine.
Not together. Separate houses. We got separate families, separate kids.
I don't think I'm going to be able to avoid it because I imagine it's going to be on my TV a lot.
Yeah, probably. Let's do one more talkback.
Yo, Sam from San Jose. So make that San Jose. Calling about the Demon Hunters. It's awesome. I watched it organically before it went viral, whatever, with my children on Netflix. And it is about demons who try to suck the souls out of us humans, but the K-pop Demon Hunters ain't gonna allow it. So then the demons become a boy band and they try to battle to try to get to us humans and their souls, and it's a sweet twist at the end. It's epic. I think you would like it.
Wait, that actually sounds kind of crazy. Demons become a boy band, and then they're performing at the Sphere in Vegas. And oh, never mind. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that was. Yeah,
so there you're in, Graham? You watching it?
I mean, Sam Jose right there just sold me. I think I'm going to have to sit down and watch it, as my daughter probably watches it for the fifth time today.
We are going to get to today's Hottest Trending next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, forget Rotten Tomatoes. Sam Jose has to review everything. That was the best. I want to know everything that Sam Jose likes.
It was a solid review that she left for us. She said her name was Sam in San Jose, Sam Jose. And she gave a very riveting and detailed review of K-pop Demon Hunters and said it's a must watch.
Yes, so that was good. We have tickets for
Big Time Rush.
She was caught off guard by that. But yes, we have Big Time Rush tickets, and they are going to... Hi, who's this on the phone?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Rhea.
Rhea,
you're caller 20. Yay! You just got these tickets.
You're going to be checking out Big Time Rush next Wednesday night in Concord. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Hang on for that winning.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so late last week, Meghan Markle and Netflix, they put out the trailer for the next season of her cooking show with Love, Meghan, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. the trailer's out. And guess who was in the trailer making an appearance on one of the episodes in the upcoming season?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, your favorite person, Graham. Yeah. Well, listen, she got a lot of backlash because this is Meghan Markle, someone who is so, like, anti-bullying, like, your royal family ties and all that. And then you have Chrissy Teigen, who... Do you remember all the bullying mm-hmm. controversy yeah. from some years ago?
Yep.
So on Twitter, the backlash, right? That Meghan Markle got for having her on her show. And that was just the start of it. Do you guys remember Courtney Stodden?
No. Yep.
Courtney Stodden, for those of you who don't know, she was the one that Chrissy Teigen was...
Yeah, she was the target of the bullying.
And she was a teenager at the time. And Chrissy was saying the most vile things about how she needs to... you know, end herself this way.
Yeah.
It was
pretty
so
harsh.
Bad. So people were wondering, you know, does Courtney have any response to seeing Chrissy on the trailer for Meghan Markle's show?
My response to it is that I do not believe people should be bullying Chrissy. Have we learned anything? Two wrongs do not make a right.
Isn't that mature?
That is very mature.
Very mature. Well, get this. She saw that She says in this video that she was looking at the people who are watching her Instagram stories. Chrissy Teigen was watching her Instagram story.
No way.
So she decided to reach out to Chrissy.
I decided to reach out to Chrissy on DM and tell her that I'm here if she ever wants to talk. And I do not believe people should be bullying her. And she shouldn't be listening to anyone who's bullying her.
And what was Chrissy's response?
She has completely ignored me.
Yikes.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, no response. Just left her on red.
I will say this about Chrissy Teigen. I'm so thankful. For a long time, she was, and it was a running joke on the show, and she was kind of like my arch nemesis. And it was only because there was a period there in 2020, I don't know what year, I mean, maybe 2019, 2018, I don't know.
She was everywhere.
A few years back, and it was every headline was about what she thought about something or what she said or what she did. It was just complete overload. She's done a pretty good job, and I don't know if it's her behind it following that scandal where she sort of like backed away a little bit, or the media's moved on and now we're obsessed with Sydney Sweeney and other people. But either way, I'm like just kind of indifferent about her now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's disappeared.
Wow. Yeah, and I've
and you appreciate that.
It's been a nice it's been a nice reprieve, but like it was too much. Like for a while,
Chrissy Teigen ate
a salad today. Like I don't care.
Yes.
Like, it was too much.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, the Cambridge Dictionary just put out their list of new words that are going to be added to their dictionary this year. And how skibbity is this? Because skibbity actually made the cut, no cap. Apparently, the word has finally gotten enough aura points and riz, and it's going to be let in. Skibbity, along with more than 6,000 other words, are getting the nod this year. That's a lot of words to add to one dictionary. like 6,000 new ones this year. Let's go over a couple of the others. Tradwife made it in there. Are you guys familiar with Tradwife phenomenon?
Like living on some farm? Living the farm life?
Well, it's like traditional. It's short. It's abbreviation of traditional wife. You've never seen all the trad wife stuff on social media?
No.
So
yeah, I haven't.
It's like married moms who like cook and clean and post about it on social media. And they're like the trad wife, the traditional wife.
Trad wife.
Yeah, trad wife is a big thing. That made it in. Delulu made
it in. I like
that
one.
As well.
It's cute.
Delulu.
Yeah, but are we just, we're just adding abbreviations? Like skibbity, I get it. It's like kind of a new word, you know. But Delulu, we're just shortening delusional? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but I like it.
Now, here's a couple things that I thought were interesting that are just now making the list. Like skibbity and Delulu and all these fairly recent words, they're jumped in. But work wife and work spouse have now been added.
At this point, just drop it.
We've been using that for like, a 30 decade? Plus years. Like, well, that's not a new phenomenon, okay? So they added those. They say internet culture is changing the English language rapidly and the effect is fascinating to observe and capture in the dictionary.
Oh, no. Sure.
Nobody cares anymore.
No. Who gives a fart?
Do people even use dictionaries anymore?
No, that's going to be a
ChatGPT.
No.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. All right, next in the JV show, we have to talk about our weekends and describe our photos from home.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We do have your chance to win this trip to Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Plus, we're throwing in $1,000 spending cash. That keyword is on standby. First, let's go over our photos from home. I told you earlier this morning that I spent the weekend in Miami. Mm-hmm.
And you look a little barfy this morning.
I look a little barfy. I'm so sunburned. I have bug bites. Like, I am literally barely surviving right now.
What time did you get back yesterday?
We flew in. We landed at midnight.
You landed at midnight last night?
Yeah.
And you're here this morning?
Yes.
And you showed up 10 minutes before you actually normally show up here?
Yeah.
What gives?
I don't know. I was so scared to oversleep. I feel like I don't even think I slept.
Yeah.
But I made it. I'm here and I'm going to go home directly after this and sleep my butt off.
As
anyways,
you should.
But Miami was a lot of fun. I told you earlier this morning we did these jet car things. Think a jet ski, but like a car on the water. And that's my picture is me and my husband in our Ferrari jet car.
Whoa. This thing is crazy looking.
On the water.
I've never seen these before. It looks like...
Don't they look cool?
They look very cool. It's a very good Instagram, social media
yes.
type of thing. But you said the driving experience...
The driving was scary.
Left something to be desired.
Even like zoom in on that picture, you can't see through the windshield. And so imagine like...
Why didn't you turn your wipers on?
There's no wipers, I asked.
Well, that's a flaw. No, that's a design flaw.
I know.
Flaw. There should be some...
I know.
If you got a windshield and you're on any sort of boat, there should be some sort of windshield
the
wiper.
The other thing, because my husband was the one driving, and so they made him take like a temporary like boating test.
He had to get his learner's permit?
Something like that. But we just paid the girl $10 and she took it for him.
Wow!
They like don't even care. They tell you straight up like, you can take it or, you know, $9.99. I can do it for you. Assist you with it.
And you trusted your life?
That's a nice little side hustle there. They should offer that at the DMV.
I know.
We'll take the driving test for you. It's an extra $199. Yeah. People would be like, sure.
I'm surprised she accepted $10. Yeah. I feel like it would have been way more than that.
All right. No.
So that's my photo.
My picture is of me and Bernie, Whoa. The world's largest puppy. We went to our friend's house for dinner, and this is their dog. I think he's coming up on a year old. This dog is 150 pounds, and he's not full grown. He's slated to get to be like 180. And if you see how big this dog is, because he's a puppy. He likes to jump up on you and give a hug, just like any puppy would, except you got to be real strong. And I thought I was real strong. And this dog could wipe me out. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
And he jumped up on me here in this picture, and I'm trying to hold him off. But he, like, gets his big... He's like the size of a bear.
He looks like the bear in Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah, he gets his arms around you and starts hugging you, and you're, like, trying to push him back, and you can't do it. He really locks you in there. And he took a liking to Kate for a little while there.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. He pinned Kate in there.
What kind of dog is this? I'm sorry if you already said.
I think it's a Bernese Mountain Dog. They get really big. I'm guessing because his name's Bernie, but I forget. But anyways, this is go see this picture. This dog
looks unreal.
Imagine having to share a bed with that dog.
That's what I asked. I was like, you guys let this thing sleep in the bed with you? And they're like, no. He sleeps on the
imagine
floor.
Imagine having to clean up after like that. Probably got some big ones, you know?
The number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lawn bomb and a half.
Jess, your photo?
Oh, mine is from the Giants game. Boop, boop. It was was a City Connect Saturday. Finally got to rock my jersey. You guys, cute. I'm so in love with the jerseys we got from the Giants.
They're so cute.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, so it says 94.9. But yeah, so much fun.
Did anybody recognize you? Like, stopped and was
no.
Because it, it says your name on it.
Well, we got there really early. We got our food, and then we went to sit down, and we were at our seats kind of most of the time.
And you were just pacing around hoping someone would notice the
name.
Please,
someone asked me for a picture.
Somebody.
Yeah, somebody recognized
me. Find me a drink. What going on with this outfit? What would you describe as this? What are you wearing on your sleeves there? Is that chainmail armor? Are you an elf?
It was like a kind of like a little mesh top, but it had little rhinestones.
Oh, very sparkly.
Yeah, very sparkly. And then the rhinestones, the shimmer of the rhinestones went really well with the jersey, so I was very happy with that.
Sparkle.
But you had to see it in person, obviously. And then my bucket
hat. Where do we land on that?
My bucket hat. I'm a bucket hat person. I actually bought this on my way to the game because I really needed. I needed something to tie the whole look together.
I like bucket hats, so I know you don't like them, Graham. But
that ain't it. Chief.
I like it. You look good, Jess. check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.